Tell me about your first meeting with your new boss, Lucille Ball.
I was supposed to start work on a Monday, but that Saturday, Lucy had an interview with Look magazine, as a matter of fact. Doug Kirkland was the photographer, and oh, he's a brilliant photographer. Award-winning, beautiful photographs. So anyway, Lucy said, if I wanted to come to the house and be there at the photo shoot, I could, but I didn't have to. I could wait till Monday. Well, you think I'd pass that up? I went to the house, knocked on the door. The maid let me in, but Lucy hadn't told her I was coming. So I says, my name's Wanda Clark. And it wasn't that she didn't believe me, but I waited in the hall while she went to tell Lucy I was there. And Lucy came down the stairs, says, hi, honey, I'm Lucy. And that's how I met her for the first time.
By that time, what show was she into then?
The second season of The Lucy Show, which was the second series Lucy did. Still with Vivian Vance. Lucy had two children. Vivian had one. They shared a house. Gail Gordon was still there as Mr. Mooney, head of the bank that handled Lucy's trust from her late husband. And it was a very cute show.
Yeah. So here is somebody that you had to be in awe of because this is a star.
Yes. And I had not seen an I Love Lucy show before I started working for Lucy because my folks didn't have a TV in the 50s. And I was grown and gone from the house before they ever got a TV. But I certainly knew who Lucille Ball was because she'd done movies for 20 years before I Love Lucy ever started.
She must have had a way about her to put you at ease as you came into the house.
She had a wonderful way. And the fact that Cleo brought me. Lucy was very family-oriented. She loved her family, kept them close to her. When she first came to Hollywood, Sam Goldwyn's Goldwyn Girls, Lucy just lucked out and got that job. And as soon as she got here and started working, she got a contract at RKO, and she started bringing her family out from Jamestown, New York, because family was so close, so important to Lucy.
Family at that time would have been?
It was her mother, a brother, and Cleo.
And hadn't had children yet by that time?
No, she hadn't met Desi by that time.
Okay. Through the course of this, you met many, many stars. Bob Hogan, Jack Benny.
Everyone that ever did Lucy's show, I got to meet and spend a little time with.
Any of them stand out in your mind as being?
Well, Carol Burnett was just the nicest lady. Nicest lady. She still is. She was so nice. Bob Hope and Jack Benny were close friends of Lucy. Lucy loved working with them. Jack Benny was a neighbor, and Jimmy Stewart was a neighbor on the other side. There was a story in some magazine, it could have been Life, many years ago, that that block on Roxbury Drive where Lucy lived had more celebrities than almost any other in L.A. Lucy told stories all the time. She told the story about Jimmy Stewart. He bought two lots. His house was on the one. The other he kept for a beautiful garden, trees, plants, and even vegetables. He enjoyed that. He would come to Lucy's house. He never went to the front door. He'd come around to the side door, and he had a basket of vegetables. Well, she had a new Chinese cook at the time, and he opened the door and says, oh, no, we have vegetable man, and he shut the door. So Jimmy went back to his home and called Lucy, and he says, well, you don't want my vegetables anymore. Lucy told that story on Jack Parr and Johnny Carson and everything. And then she told the story about Jack Benny, who did live next door, Lucy's driveway and Jack's house. So one night, the family was at dinner. The kids were still young and at home. I wasn't there. I wish I had been. But I know somebody who was there, and they told me this too, in addition to Lucy telling the story on every show. Jack came across that driveway, came in the back door through the kitchen and the dining room playing his fiddle. Walked around the dining room a couple of times, and Lucy was falling on the floor. She was laughing so hard. He never broke character. He walked out the kitchen door and went back home without saying a word, just played his fiddle while they were having dinner.
That's a great story.
Oh, it is a great story.